This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
One of the things that you said a little while ago, Colin, that I thought we could talk about some more is, what does change do to the human being?
I think I want to start from realizing that human beings largely require security. And that change is often perceived as a threat to my security. And it seems like we've got a range in people, from people who thrive on change and who love to have it on the edge like that, through to people who are absolutely terrified right. about change. And what we know then is that change is a destabilizing factor. It goes through a process, really. It's never going to stop, so there's always going to be change. We will be going from stability to instability, and hopefully back to stability again.
Right. But
then instability is waiting just around the corner.
Yeah.
So we're going to experience a whole range of emotions. But if we actually think to ourselves that human beings largely require security, then we know that insecurity is going to be a common factor for people in the midst of change.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're right in saying that over the last 10 years, the rate of change has speeded up incredibly, then we know also then that the level of insecurity has speeded up. That means that the possibility of burnout, for example, amongst Christian workers is likely to be higher right. if we don't help people to understand how they respond to change. So I think it's possible for us to actually take whole groups of people through training for change and then help them with some inventories to look at how they're likely to respond to certain stimuli and prepare them for the kind of impact that as an individual they're right. going to experience. And because we're all different, there's going to be a range of those. I think that's what we're working on, really, in some of the training we're doing, is trying to help people understand themselves, gain a greater level of self-awareness. That's absolutely key. A right. greater level of self-awareness, understanding what makes me tick, understanding what presses my buttons, what gets me going, what scares me, what makes me feel vulnerable. What are my reactions when I feel vulnerable? Mm. How can I actually deal with those? And we can literally help one another through some training and some coaching to help the individual to cope with their own issues with change.
Well, I know that the stress level when a change is being introduced can just go up, and it manifests itself in a lot of very physical ways.
Well, it's true. I think if you haven't been part of the process of establishing the change, that's increasingly the case, mm-hmm. then that it comes at you and there is a great sense of loss of control. I'm out of control. I don't know what's happening to me. Stress is a natural dynamic. We need stress. We would never be able to avoid danger without stress. But stress is not meant to be a permanent state.
Mm-hmm.
Stress is meant to be there when we need to flee or when we need to fight, so to speak. It's there to aid us, and then our whole system is supposed to return to a state of rest. In the case of change and constant change and massive change, then I can be brought to a place of stress where all the negative dynamics of stress stay with me for a long time. And it's actually at that point that I'm beginning to burn, and burnout itself is actually the product of overstress.
Right.
Too much stress over a prolonged period of time. Our systems were never built, never created to engage with that level of pressure. So we cave in.
As we are going through maybe an organizational change or maybe we are being asked to move to another location, to begin a new phase of Christian work. What are some tools that we can take with us that are going to help us deal with the change?
You know, I think I mentioned self-awareness earlier, and I think that there are a range of inventories and so on that will help us to get more in touch with ourselves. But probably one of the best tools is to actually go and talk with a trusted other.
Mm-hmm.
About your feelings. I think it's very important to speak out what I feel rather than swallow what I feel, because what we know is that the more of our feelings we swallow, the more energy it requires for us to get through every day. And so that we'll have less and less resources to cope with the future the more we're swallowing these pressures. And so definitely using support services.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a friend. It needs to be a person that doesn't just love you to the point where they agree with everything you say, but are quite capable of helping you evaluate what's going on in your own life.
Right.
But talking through what I'm feeling both before I go and then when I get there, if this is a change, say, of location, recognizing also having it recognized by those who've sent me and recognizing myself that I'm not going to be immediately fruitful because I've just gone through a major change. And so my ability to produce is reduced until I've gone through enough time to return to a state of rest.
Right.
And if I don't know that that's what I need to do, that may be a long time.
What I've always appreciated and what I continue to appreciate is if those who are involved in leading the change are simply upfront and let me know. But what I cannot handle is if changes are being made and I don't know why they're being made. And that probably is what is most stressful to me. Is I may not like the changes that are being made, but if I know why they're being made, if I can understand the rationale behind it, then I can make some decisions. But when I don't know, and I'm sort of working in a fog, that is very stressful to me.
Well, I think that the wall of silence is very destructive. I think that if we realize that a group of people are being affected by change, but they don't know what it is and they've not been told what it is or why it is, then we're holding them in a state of flux. They are out of control and they don't know why. They can't make head nor tail of it. And there's a void. And the human spirit, being what it is, tends to fill that void.
Mm.
And we will fill that void with fantasy. And because that's an aspect of our fear, we fill it. We come up with all sorts of possible scenarios, most of which are far from the truth. And so actually we damage an organization, we damage people by failing to communicate well. I would say that one of the first responsibilities of an organization going through change is to improve communication. Go out of your way to communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow the thought, this is on a need-to-know basis and you don't need to know.
Right.
Because when you do that, you're abusing your power and you're abusing your authority. We have this strange belief that people can't cope with truth.
Mm.
And actually, they cope less with silence than they do with truth. They cope very well with truth. It may hurt them for a time, but they can cope better with that than filling in the gaps with fantasy.
For the organization or for the person who's in an organization going through change, the key thing is that they're talking to each other and they're being upfront about the change that's happening, and the person going through the change with the organization can be upfront with how they feel about the change and be able to go forward with questions. Would I be correct in making those kind of assumptions as to a good way to approach it?
Well, definitely. I mean, I think that the more questions, and we should expect lots of questions in a time of change within an organization, we should allow that. We should value that. We should see that as a very natural process, and we should give them as much information as we can. Not as little information, but as much information. In my experience, most things that seemingly need to be kept quiet don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a tiny percentage of information that really needs to be kept, and only then if it's about safety and security. For the most part, we can have an open communication organization where everything is on the table, and that's a much healthier dynamic. I think at the individual level, what we're saying is that you need to know how you respond to change. You need to go through this process of self-awareness, and you may need somebody else to help you with that, just to facilitate that process, so that you can know what you feel when you feel it and not be surprised by what's going on inside of you.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.